As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Well, Mark, maybe it's been a while since you yourself went on spring break. Like, I'm thinking one of those wild college or maybe high school spring breaks. They get crazier and crazier.
Both.
Yeah, I know. I sadly went on both. But your kids maybe have gone on some of these, and one day maybe the grandkids will be going on some of these wild spring breaks.
Don't even like to think about
that. I know. If you've been there, you know what we're talking about. And when you think spring break, there usually are some destinations that typically come to mind. Like when I say that, where are the hot spots you think of?
I think of, I still probably think of Daytona Beach, Fort Lauderdale. I know that there's a couple places in Texas. South Padre, I think, where people go. Cancun.
Oh, yeah.
Would
I went
be
to
one
Cancun.
Of them. Jamaica, maybe.
You know where I also think of is Panama City Beach.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. I think I did go to Panama City Beach one time, and that may have been like my freshman year of college. I was young, and you just think about the ridiculousness. It's crazy there if you've been on the beach with thousands of other people partying. And it sounds like a lot of these communities are getting really sick and tired of these people coming. They're saying it's not worth it. In fact, the Panama City Beach Police Department, the chief, put out this kind of scathing post on Facebook basically saying, we're tired of this. This is not worth it for us. Sure, money pours in every, you know, spring. Really, it's like March, April. Some schools are really, really late and will even do the week after Easter. So some schools could actually be heading there sooner rather than later. But they're like, this is just not worth it. And so a lot of these departments or these sheriff's offices are trying to figure out what the solution is to this, because they're not trying to turn everybody away, but they're saying this whole notion of we're this hot spot for spring breakers to basically come and party and just cause chaos needs to stop. Listen to one. I believe this was the sheriff talking about just how frustrating it has been and what they're trying to do to combat this.
We really cater to the wild crowds that may come to a beach and cause problems. It starts months beforehand. We have meetings with the Santa Rosa Island Authority. We talk about manpower. We talk about how many overtime dollars we have to spend. We put our bicycle unit out there. We have four-wheelers. We meet with the rental companies. There's a difference between having fun and committing a crime. There's a difference between, you know, enjoying your spring break and then not being considerate of others.
Well, sadly, those two seem to go hand in hand. When you bring a bunch of people, hundreds of college students who are looking to party, looking to drink too much, you tend to do dumb things.
Where was he from?
He was from, I believe, Panama City.
Oh, Panama City, Florida.
Panama City,
okay.
Yep. Yeah. And that really is one of the bigger spots.
But the thing about this is, and I'll admit that it's timely right now because we're just wrapping up this spring break of 2025, is that in spring break of 1982, spring break of 1983, 84, 85, 86, 87, when I can remember going to these places, a lot of them were having those same discussions. And I remember specifically in the early 90s, I believe, places like Fort Lauderdale and other places saying, this is getting out of hand, mm-hmm. right? And in many cases, it was before some of the problems they'd had in South Beach and a few other places where it there was violence. I mean, it wasn't just drunken partying. There were fights breaking out. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they seriously, the people that live there started making the decision that we don't want to host this anymore. They were discouraging kids from coming there, like to the point that you had to have like a parent rent the hotel room or something and put a big deposit down with a credit card for all the damages that they knew were about to happen, which is a quandary for the business owners. They want the business,
yep.
but the residents who live in what's paradise the other, you know, 320 days out of the year is hell for those 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy.
Yep.
And now as an adult looking back on it, I wouldn't want to live there unless I happen to own one of the hotels or something like that, where you know you're going to make a stinking fortune every year when these kids will come mm-hmm. down and pay just about anything to get a hotel room at this place for a week.
Or I'd want to live far enough away from the beach that I'm not dealing with all these drunks who are getting in fights and doing other
right.
stupid stuff.
And yeah, those things have changed a little bit. I don't remember many fights and stuff. Maybe I killed too many brain cells when I was there all those years ago. I guess that's possible. Or time has caused those memories to fade.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember a lot of... I just remember a lot of people getting drunk and falling down.
Yeah.
But I don't
yeah.
remember a lot of... And they were too young to do it, for the most part. I get that. I'm not defending it. I'm just saying, I don't remember the violence being a part of it. And you tend to see more of that these days in some of these places. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, police were basically saying we shouldn't be expected to shoulder the burden of an event that no longer aligns with the values or vision of this community. That's
wow.
their point. Basically saying, you know, we're stretched thin. We've had to bring in over 200 officers from local sheriff's offices, different state law enforcement partners during this time, spring break, to try to combat all of this because there's so much chaos. It would take doing what you said, where you're tightening up the rules for these hotels, these resorts where they typically stay, or the hours for beaches or things like that, and then you have to enforce it. But the problem is, let's just say that Panama City Beach truly decides to do this once and for all, even though it sounds like a lot of these places have been saying it for years, but let's just say that they actually do something. Well, what's going to happen? Well, these kids are going to basically just migrate over. They're going to go to places like Destin, or going
right.
to other places in Florida or wherever else the hot spot is that year, and so then it becomes that community's problem. So you kind of, once you kind of loosen the regulations, it's really hard to put the top back on. You have to, from the get-go, I feel like, kind of like lay the ground rules and then maybe ease up from there. But I think if you're just like, okay, come on, we want your business, you open the doors, they will come.
It was a free-for-all. We used to go to Daytona Beach, high school, and then probably the first 2 years of college. So add alcohol and a bunch of kids too young to drink it,
mm-hmm.
and then remind yourself that they were allowed to drive on the beach. Like, there were constantly, people were getting run over. There were cars going up and down the beach all the time in both directions.
Sometimes that sounds
people
crazier
would
than what
get
I
drunk
experienced.
And leave their car parked there, and the tide would come in, and the car would get swamped. Right?
What?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Okay, it sounds like it was crazier stuff. Back in the 80s.
I doubt
what year
that
was this?
It was crazier. But it would have been in the mid 80s.
I mean, it was nuts when I went.
But I do remember stories of people, because they would lay out there and pass out. And mm-hmm. then, you know, as the tide came in or out, the pattern of the cars moved because it had to because of the water. And there were people that had been buried in the sand by their friends when they were passed out drunk. They got run over. And I mean, it was just crazy things like
mm-hmm.
that. So it got beyond kids being kids, to the point that they had a dangerous situation on their hands, and I think they had to do something about it.
Yeah, they said there's been a big issue with these kids bringing guns and starting fights and stealing
like
and all sorts of stuff. That was nothing I experienced. Like you said, it was just a lot of drunk people. But, I mean, if you think about it, a lot of these students are like 18, 17, 19, maybe 20, some of them 21, and they're all drinking there on the beach. But it was almost this mindset of, well, once you're on the beach, you're safe. You know, like, you weren't too scared about an officer coming down and trying to arrest you, because there's hundreds and hundreds of people that you're surrounded by who are doing the exact same thing. And
yeah.
they just kind of let it happen.
Wow.
I mean, I don't blame them. We don't have a cool area. It's not like, you know, St. Louis, Missouri is the hot spot for spring breakers. It's not even like Lake of the Ozarks is. I mean, you do have Party Cove, isn't that the area that can get pretty rowdy at the Lake of the Ozarks?
It gets pretty rowdy. I've heard rumors of it.
Yeah, and I've heard that people, if you're not part of that crowd, just like steer clear of it. That's not spring break, though, is it?
No. I mean, it may happen in spring.
Just summer in general, stay away from Party Cove.
It'd be kind of cold down there in the water for spring break, I would think.
Well, if you drink enough, I don't think that the people care.
Too cold to get in a lake right now, generally speaking. Although some kids would, I'm sure. Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Coming up, we'll dip back into this coverage of the death of Pope Francis at the age of 88. That happened early this morning. If you're just joining us, and much more to come. Hans von Spakovsky at about 6:20. I can't wait to get his reaction to this latest gaffe, in my opinion, by the United States Supreme Court on deportations. Back here.
Get more at 971talk.com.